The action signal of disappointment is the devastated feeling of being let down based on your belief that something's happened, and as a result of it, you're going to miss out on something else forever. This action signal calls you to change your expectations. The solution's simple. One, figure out what you can learn from this situation and/or change your expectations right now. Two, set a new, even more inspiring goal toward which you can make some immediate progress. This will change your focus and how you feel. Three, realize that you may be judging too soon. Often the things you're disappointed about are only temporary challenges. Four, have some patience. This is not always easy. Reevaluate what you truly want and begin to develop an even more effective plan for achieving that. And finally, five, cultivate an attitude of positive expectancy about what will happen in the future, regardless of what's occurred in the past. The action signal of guilt tells you that you have violated one of your own highest standards and that you must do something immediately to ensure you correct the situation and keep yourself from ever violating it again. This is how we maintain personal internal integrity. The solution is simple. One, acknowledge that you violated your own critical standards. Acknowledge this to yourself. Two, absolutely commit to making sure you'll never repeat this behavior again. Mentally and emotionally rehearse how you'll deal with the same situation in the future in a way that is consistent with your highest personal standards. Three, don't wallow in guilt. Now that you've utilized it, get yourself back in line and go for it. Do the right thing. Continually beating yourself up about the past will not help you or anyone else be better in the present and future. The action signal of inadequacy is telling you that you don't believe you currently have the information or the understanding, strategies, or confidence that you really need for the task at hand. It's a call to gather additional resources. The solutions are, one, maybe you've applied completely unfair criteria for assessing your performance. Ask yourself, is it possible I really do have the ability to deal with this, and it's only my perception that's making me feel inadequate? Two, if you decide that you really don't have the skills to deal with the situation, then appreciate your feelings of inadequacy as what they truly are, a call to improve yourself. And finally, three, find a role model who's effective in this area of life and learn some simple things you can do immediately to become more adequate or more effective in this area of your life. The action signals of overload, overwhelm, grief, depression, and helplessness tend to occur when we think of all the things that have happened to us that we cannot control. You must break this pattern by breaking the situation down into simple bite-sized steps. Here's the solution. One, decide which of the many things you're dealing with is absolutely most essential to focus on and limit your focus to that one task. Two, prioritize the most important steps for making progress in that area specifically, and thus you'll begin to gain a sense of control. Three, immediately tackle the first simple item on your list. Four, in dealing with the all-encompassing emotions like grief, focus on what you can control instead of what you can't. Realize that there must be some empowering meaning in it all. Remember, everything in life happens for a reason and a purpose, and it'll serve you. Sometimes this requires a great deal of faith, but faith is power. The action signal of loneliness tells you that you need a connection with people, that you really care about them, and that you love to be with them. It's calling you to reach out and connect. The solution is one, realize that you can reach out and make a connection immediately. Caring people are everywhere. Two, identify what kind of connection you want with people. Do you want basic friendship? Do you want love? Do you want a sympathetic ear? And then three, take some immediate action to reach out and connect with someone, and you'll see that this feeling of loneliness will disappear immediately.